The first nuclear reactors to be built in decades are getting help from the government. Today, Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz is in Georgia to promote billions of dollars in assistance for the construction of two new nuclear plants in the state. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports that building reactors is still an expensive proposition.
The Department of Energy is not providing money for the construction of these new nuclear reactors. Instead, it will provide a guarantee that if the companies have trouble making payments, the agency will foot the bill for $6.5 billion in loans. Construction is already underway at the Vogtle Electric Generating Plant in Georgia. Speaking at the National Press Club yesterday, Secretary Moniz said the shiny new AP1000 reactors would provide a lot of electricity.
Once completed, these new units at Vogtle will produce enough safe, reliable, and carbon-free energy to power about 1.5 million homes.
Advocates for nuclear are pleased by the guarantees. Scott Peterson is the vice president at the Nuclear Energy Institute, an industry group. He says the agreement sends a message that nuclear power is still attractive, even after the catastrophic meltdowns at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant in Japan.
As we start to see the economy bounce back and we see electricity demand starting to increase, I believe we'll see more nuclear plants being built.
But others say don't hold your breath. Dmitry Nikas follows utilities for the ratings company Standard & Poor's. He says nuclear plants are still big, expensive things to build. And with natural gas prices low, most utilities are opting to build those plants instead.
There's a lot more certainty and a lot less cost in producing electricity through a power plant that burns natural gas.
Even with today's announcement, America won't be seeing new nuclear power anytime soon. The units in Georgia won't come online before 2017. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.